Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 6, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. To the dismay of social media managers everywhere, or at least the ones that manage Facebook groups with third-party apps, Meta announced that it would be deprecating its Facebook Groups API and removing access to its features within the next 90 days. This news came with Meta's announcement of Facebook Graph API version 19.0 back on January 23rd. Meta explained that the major use case for the API was a feature that allowed developers to privately reply in Facebook groups, which would no longer be necessary as the new Graph version 19.0 API would enable this. Developers claim, however, that the shutdown of the API would cause issues for companies that offer scheduling and automation of social media posts. Blue Sky, the open-source decentralized Twitter alternative, no longer has a wait list and is now open to everyone. Blue Sky currently has just over 3 million users, but the number could rise quickly now that prospective users don't need an invitation to join. The company is part of a growing movement for decentralized social media, which proponents say could address many of the shortcomings of centrally controlled platforms like Facebook, X, and TikTok. Blue Sky CEO Jay Graber said, "We really believe that the future of social is and should be open and decentralized. This is something that we think is good for the public conversation overall." YouTube's plans or lack thereof to build a dedicated app for the Apple Vision Pro seem to have changed. YouTube spokesperson Jessica Gibby emailed a statement to The Verge saying, "We're excited to see the Vision Pro launch and we're supporting it by ensuring our YouTube users have a great experience in Safari. We do not have any specific plans to share at this time, but can confirm that a Vision Pro app is on the roadmap." YouTube, along with Netflix and Spotify, declined to allow their iPad apps to run on the Vision Pro before launch. YouTube could have had plans to launch a dedicated Vision Pro app all along. The company also could have seen the popularity of third-party YouTube player app Juno and decided that it may be better to create a dedicated app after all. In other Vision Pro news, owners of the device that starts at nearly $3,500 should absolutely try not to forget their passcode, because doing so will require mailing in the device into Apple Care support or physically visiting an Apple store to get the device reset. Entering in an incorrect password too many times will disable the Vision Pro and initiate a waiting period to be able to try again. If you can't remember the code after the waiting period, Apple will have to reset the device for you, erasing all of your data. Let's hope Apple changes this process with an update in the not-too-distant future. DocuSign, the maker of the popular e-signature document signing software that you can use to collect signatures and approvals online, has laid off 6% of its workforce, impacting more than 400 employees. DocuSign said the restructuring plan will affect those mainly in sales and marketing and will cost the company between $28 and $32 million in severance payouts, benefits, and other associated costs. The internet pay TV service YouTube TV has hit a new milestone as it surpasses 8 million subscribers. The $72.99 per month service has added about 3 million subscribers since its last reporting subscriber numbers in mid-2022. YouTube TV is by far the biggest internet streaming TV service in the United States. The internet pay TV service YouTube TV has hit a new milestone as it surpasses 8 million subscribers. The $72.99 per month service has added about 3 million subscribers since last reporting subscriber numbers in mid-2022. YouTube TV is by far the biggest internet streaming TV service provider, with Disney-owned Hulu coming in second place with 4.6 million subscribers as of Q3 last year. Nick Clegg, Meta's president of global affairs, said in an interview that the company is going to start watermarking AI photos across Instagram, Threads, and Facebook, and is going to punish people who upload realistic AI photos without disclosing it. Meta already applies an Imagine with AI watermark to images created with its own Imagine AI generator, and the company will begin doing the same with AI-generated photos made with tools from Google, OpenAI, Microsoft, Adobe, Midjourney, and Shutterstock. Meta has also announced new updates to help teens on its platforms combat sextortion. Most notably, Meta announced the expanded availability of Take It Down, an online tool Meta helps finance that is run by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The new updates come a week after Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and other social media company CEOs from Snap, TikTok, X, and Discord testified in a hearing before Congress about the state of online abuse in social media. And finally, Roblox has built an AI model that says it translates text chat so quickly, users may not even notice it's translating messages of other players at first. Dan Sturman, Roblox's CTO, said that the goal is to make Roblox users feel more comfortable engaging with each other by letting them understand what they're saying to each other. The translator automatically translates chats in 16 languages, including English, French, Japanese, Thai, Polish, and Vietnamese. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.